Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life. Basically, to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. Not our sorrows, not our wounds, and He does not even waste our failures. That's incredibly good news, guys. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song called Not Even Death. This song is from the live recording We Are the Army from way back in the day. In fact, this song was born on April 23rd in 1984, if you can believe that. 2 Corinthians 5:17, we all know it, says this, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come." For me, that happened on November 7th, 1981, when I was born again. All the old me was crucified with Christ and buried with him in the grave, and I rose with the risen Savior, calling me forth from the grave and into the identity and life of being a new creation in Christ. God did a mighty work in my life, y'all, and he continues to do so. It seems like I get saved from myself almost every day. That's the truth. I know this is the truth because God desires to conform me to the image of Jesus Christ. During the years following my deliverance, God has not ceased to reveal to me who I am because of who he is. That's awesome, y'all. As I came to realize more and more just how much God loves me, no matter what my past may have been, I was overwhelmed to think that there is absolutely nothing that can separate me from his great love for me. And you know what else? That only makes me love him more. Makes me hate the old life even more. I really am a new person. The person I used to be is dead. Now that I'm getting up there in years, as of this podcast, I'm 61 years old now. This song has taken on a whole new meaning, especially in regard to my diagnosis of Parkinson's. I'm reminded daily of the reality of the fact that I will die a physical death someday. But even physical death cannot separate me from the magnitude and massiveness of God's love for me. I find great solace in that truth. 2 Corinthians 5, verses 1 through 8 says it like this, "For we know that if the earthly tent, which is our house, is torn down, we will have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For indeed in this house we groan, longing to be clothed with our dwelling from heaven, inasmuch as we, having put it on, will not be found naked. For indeed, while we are in this tent, we groan, being burdened, because we do not want to be unclothed, but to be clothed, so that what is mortal will be swallowed up by life. Now he who prepared us for this very purpose is God, who gave to us the Spirit as a pledge. Therefore, being always of good courage and knowing that while we are at home in this body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are of good courage, I say, and prefer rather to be absent from the body and to be at home with the Lord." Guys, let us proclaim and receive this truth today. Nothing can separate us from the love of God, not even death.
Everything in my life I give up to you. Many doubts and many fears and many lies. Every burden I may bear, every sorrow, every care, I release with every truth I realize. Not mountains high, not valleys. things to come, these things won't last. Not even death, not even life can separate your love from my life. All the clouds and darkest nights seem to vanish from my sight. Every ripple seems to calm as you draw near. As temptations come my way, I will be your willing clay. Take this vessel, Lord, and make me crystal clear. Not even death, can separate your love from my life, can separate my Jesus from my life.
Father, we thank you for this fact that there is absolutely nothing, nothing whatsoever that can ever separate us from your great, amazing, redeeming love for us. For that we thank you, in Jesus' name, amen. Romans 8, verses 35 through 39, you've all heard it before, but this is powerful stuff. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Just as it is written, for your sake we are being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered, but in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That declaration of God's love for us should bring peace in the midst of any storm we encounter in this life. Even though the weakness of my body reminds me daily of what I will one day face, I do not dwell on death. I dwell on the life I have with Father God in the here and now, and I rest in knowing that when the time comes for me to step across death's door into eternity, God will be with me, dispensing grace through the entire process. Even though my body is daily attacked by disease, I hold on to the truth that my God wastes nothing. How do I know this? Romans 8:28. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. Let me ask you this. Do you love God? Are you called according to His purpose? Then you have no reason to fear. We have no reason to fear. Let's live like we believe that today. We can do this. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my amazingly wonderful, beautiful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. I love talking about my wife. She is an amazing person, so I take great joy in telling you about the things she creates. She's awesome. Now, if you enjoy these podcasts, please consider leaving a review on iTunes or wherever you happen to listen. Your reviews really do go a long way in helping get the word out about the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. And if you don't mind, would you take a couple of minutes right now and just leave me a review? And to help with the ongoing costs of and creation of this podcast, would you consider becoming a member of my team? It's easy. It's simple. If so, just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There is one more way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple and it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I posted there. Check it out. It's allinallchurch.com. We meet almost every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. in my home. That's where we gather for All in All Church. And so if you're ever in the Muskogee, Oklahoma area on a Wednesday night, just check out our website to make sure we're meeting. But we'd love to have you come and join us for worship and ministry. They really are awesome times. And now don't forget to pick up a copy of my brand new book called Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 3. Volume 3 is available anywhere you buy books online, or you can just click the link provided in the podcast notes and order your own copy today. You can check out my autobiography, Sing Over Me. You can check out the follow-up book, Renewing Your Mind. Both are available at Amazon.com. That's enough for today. Just be encouraged. Just be encouraged. There's nothing that can separate us from the love of God, y'all. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. I love having you go on the journey with me. It means so much to me. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of the song from today's podcast, Not Even Death, from the live recording We Are the Army, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. And remember this, if you remember nothing else from today's podcast, remember this, get this. This is life and power. God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.